Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good last show of the year. We wrap it all up for 2017. Welcome in, everyone. And something that is, to me, I just discovered it yesterday, and it maybe shouldn't surprise me with what goes on in Harrisburg. I'm not sure if this is a Republican initiative. You know, I think we've come to a position where medical marijuana, most people, including myself, think in some cases this can be the humane thing to do. It can be effective. We've broken through it with that. Well, apparently, though, the state police haven't gotten the memo on this because headline, Philly.com says it now, too, and they're gun grabbers. Patients must choose medical marijuana or gun ownership. Now, the medical marijuana, we should be stringent with it. I don't think there's any doubt. We don't want people that just want to get high glomming off people that have things where medical marijuana is something that does a better job, particularly in the age of opiates and things related to that, does a better job with various things. I know that it can be somewhat arguable still. There's back and forth on it. But I think as long as this is done stringently, I'm okay with it. We're not talking Colorado. We're talking medical marijuana. But the state police say if you're going to be engaging in that, because marijuana is still illegal, then they want your firearms. And not only do they want your firearms, but if you don't comply, you know, if you're ignorant of this or whatever, then they're coming after you with big penalties. Now, it will be very interesting to see what Republicans do here. I would use this to bludgeon this Mr. Rogers in Harrisburg. Wolf, he's in charge of these state police guys. He can intervene here, certainly, or at least take a position as governor saying, yo, wait a minute here. So what I understand based upon this report is that the state police are going to follow this to the extreme letter of the law. Now, you may like this. I see it as a gun grab. There are some cops, some cop organizations that don't like people to have the right to protect themselves. They feel under this crazy notion, the more guns off the street, the safer we all are, right? Yeah, real. Look at the murder rate in Philadelphia. We'll get to that. 855-839-1210. So do you want your state police, under Governor Wolf, following this dictum, there's going to be a big challenge on this, that here we have people who could have cancer, glaucoma, I'm not sure the categories that they've crafted here to come up with where we're being merciful, we're being humane, we get it, we're willing to experiment, if you will, with this. Now, if you're completely against it, that's something different, okay. I'm suspect of this. Christie was very good in New Jersey with it, I think, because he doesn't want dopers just using this as they did in California. I have a headache. I want to get high. It's not about that, as I understand it here in Pennsylvania. I think they've been judicious about it. I think they've been careful about it. I think that's good. So under federal law, all forms of marijuana remain strictly forbidden. And I think we have a problem here with Jeff Sessions, who's a bit of a marijuana reefer madness warrior on this stuff. But there are exceptions in federal. They say there are no exceptions in federal law for marijuana purportedly used for medicinal purposes, says this Duval Jones. The NRA has remained silent on the issue. Now, what if about a person is an alcoholic or whatever? Well, you can still sell guns. That's not a controlled substance. But you would think, where are the supporters like Jim Kenney and others of marijuana? What side? Well, they're not going to come down on that side because of the fact this involved guns, and they are a bigger enemy of anybody using their Second Amendment rights than they are of people using medical marijuana. Attorney Andrew Sachs is quoted here, the co-chair of the Pennsylvania Bar's Medical Marijuana and Hemp Committee. That's an interesting committee. It's hypocritical. You can be an opiate addict or buy a bottle of rum, drink it, and go to a store and buy one. But a person who's registered as a medical marijuana patient in Pennsylvania and has a very small dosage of THC can't own a gun to protect themselves or to hunt. 29 states, including Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, have legalized marijuana in some form. Now, I'm not sure that other states have done this. Pennsylvania seems to be the leader in this nuttiness to me. The state police will ask you a question. If you're a cardholder, you'll be flagged, says state policeman spokesperson Ryan Turkowski. All candidates must fill out Form 4773, a firearms transaction record required by the U.S. Department of Justice. One yes or no question asked, are you an unlawful user or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic, or any other controlled substance? Warning, the use of possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law, regardless of whether it's been legalized or decriminalized for medicinal or recreational purposes in the state where you reside. The owner of the Cajun Firearms Company here in Westchester says, it's game over if you check yes. I can thank you for coming by, but I have to tell you, I can't sell you the gun. 855-839-1210. You get in. This, to me, is a real good issue for Republicans that they ought to be seizing on. Because it plays to the idea of it's rigorous to get medical marijuana. And you have a person who may need that in small dosages to deal with pain or other modalities. It's rigorous. Should they have the right? Isn't this the mentality that by hook or by crook, by any technicality, any way that we can, we want to be about taking away Second Amendment rights? That's the way I clearly see it. 855-839-1210, you get in. So medical marijuana finally becoming a reality. But you'll have to choose between that and gun ownership. Should you? I say no. I'd say it's very clear. There's a lot of other people that I don't know should be owning guns. But the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. And it's sometimes difficult to screen them out. And in some cases, I could be convinced, but I'm skeptical of it. And I'm skeptical of the people behind this. And again, I don't hear Republican voices and others seizing upon something like this to make the point. There's got to be some intervention. I don't know, at a federal level, you're not going to get that with Jeff Sessions. He's crazed on this. So medical marijuana is a reality. And as I said, I think Jersey did it the right way with Christie. I think Christie's pretty good on this. Where I don't think it's like California was originally, where you're just going to go in and you're going to get high because some quack doctor is going to write a script for you because you had a headache or anything. I don't think it's like that. All right, let's start off with some callers. Let's go to Joe and Bucks. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Tom. I'm not a lawyer or nothing. I'm just a regular guy. But can't they attack him through the American with Disabilities Act on that? Because you know, you're disabled, you have a medical condition, but because you're prescribed the medicine,
that is a brilliant idea. That is a brilliant idea on several fronts. One, I think it has some legal merit.
It's also discriminatory.
Right. Two, Joe, it should play to the crowd. This ought to be, even the anti-gun crowd ought to be saying, wait a minute. It's rigorous to get medical marijuana, as I understand it, in Pennsylvania.
Even if it's not, I can go to the state store right now, buy a bottle,
right,
and I'm carrying with a permit on me right now. Mm-hmm. I can walk in the state throwing by. And some guys, because he smokes a joint, can't carry a gun to protect himself and his family.
Right. And as far as I know, you can have a prescription medicine for something that's part of the problem, the opiate crisis.
I guess you could still get it for that. You can go with mental disorders, right? As long as you're not committed, you can still go because it's a medical situation.
Right. No, this is, and again, Joe, you know, aside from the issue, you made a great point. I always come back to, where the hell are Republicans on these things? I don't understand it. There's silence out there.
Isn't addiction a medical problem?
Well, we're told that, right, it is not.
I mean, I hear that all the time.
It is not a choice. It is it is.
So therefore, because you have a medical problem, you cannot protect your family. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. Beautifully put, Joe. I like the Americans with Disability Act. Bill, jump in here. You say Arizona has this in effect already, meaning what?
So I remember hearing this. I had a buddy that he's moved out since, but he actually obtained a medical marijuana card
right.
for a condition he has in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also went to attempt to get a gun ownership, and you can't do it. It's similar. It's the exact same thing.
Wow, even in Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona has it in effect where you cannot, if you have a medical marijuana card,
right.
similar to what we're talking about right now, you cannot get a gun.
I don't know. That's strange to me because Jersey, we didn't hear this, and they've been ahead of the curve with medical marijuana to us. So we haven't heard that.
I forget what year Arizona legalized medically marijuana. I don't think they've gone to like
Colorado. And Arizona is more of a free gun. Well, Pennsylvania's a pretty free gun state. But this is, there's something, this is an issue to seize on, in my view. And the first caller made a great point there about Americans with Disabilities Act.
And that's a great point.
Yeah.
Like, how do you...
Right.
This is a clear violation. I don't know if it's HIPAA
right.
Under that HIPAA
well,
violation.
A privacy type of thing, too. Right, exactly. So if you're doing this as a medical condition, it's a small amount, as I understand it. You're not getting high constantly around this. There's none of that. And with prescription medicine... Sometimes something pretty severe is, I understand it, someone might know better, they don't take away your firearm. 855-839-1210, you get in. Let's go to Mark in Turnersville. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Mark, good morning.
Yeah, I just want to make a statement. If marijuana is that dangerous, medical marijuana is that dangerous to these people that they don't let you have a gun, then they shouldn't allow it to be legalized if it's that dangerous. It's foolishness. If they really believe that.
Is a great point also. Right. If this is that dangerous of a drug, well, the federal government seemingly, I guess, still would say that, Mark, then why are we telling people they can use this? It's because we realize it is not in small dosages and in a rigorous program like this. So that argument of theirs should fall away. And the state police and others here could determine this, I think. That's my sense, Mark. In other words, are they going to allow this, or are they going to technically go the limit of the law? Maybe some states do allow you to keep your firearm.
No, I think it's just political. They want, like you said, they want to get rid of guns.
Yeah, any excuse to do that. That's a great point. So if this is that dangerous, you're able to have medical marijuana and drive. Now, it doesn't say you can drive when you're high. In other words, you can use it at your discretion. But you don't lose your driver's license. Shouldn't we take away the driver's license then? To his point, if it's that serious, you shouldn't have a driver's license. Suppose you're a trucker. Suppose you operate heavy machinery. Suppose you're at a nuclear plant. Suppose you're a teacher. Suppose you're whatever. If this is that dangerous, take away all those licensures then. They're not even constitutionally protected. Take away everything. Maybe the police should be able to check them once a week. Maybe they should have to urinate every day. So which way is it here?
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.